In a village beneath the waterfall.
All right. It's time to be honest with y'all. I know you're gonna say no shit. I'm a planetar. Anyway, after some conversation and offers of casks of ale to be sent every once in a while, he agreed to give me the ability to change my form back to my old self.
I think we should try and stop any further attacks from the root, and the root is underground.
Going down the waterfall.
We don't know what's down there. There's only three of us.
Whatever threads you decide to follow, and there probably will be some, meet me back here in 3 weeks.
Shall we stock ourselves up and go down into that cavern?
Packs being thrown together from different households that have been ruined and crumpled and scattered all over. And Aiden, your planetar friend, gathering the remnants of the village of Nord to take them north to the island of Taisla through the straits. How do you prepare?
Beneath the Waterfall, Chapter 2, Episode 9.
You are flapping your wings and taking in this as in front of you, maybe 120 feet away, is a massive building with red and purple flame flickering off of torches that are all around it. A temple of some kind. Triple-storied, almost a Grecian-Roman slated roof of clay at the top. And open decks at each of the three floors. A staircase on each side of this rectangular building, hewn out of the ground. And wham! Your sister comes flying through feet first and knocks the owl out of the sky.
Wait, does that mean like I'm parallel to the ground with my back facing down now?
You come through.
So like I came through like
parallel
this.
With the ground, flying.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you do take a little bit of damage.
As I hit the ground or as I hit the owl?
And what about the owl?
As you hit the ground. So you both take 2 points of damage.
Oh, easy.
How many hit points does the owl have?
1d4 minus 4. Or 1d4
you
minus
land.
1. Sorry, 1d4
roll,
minus 1.
Roll.
So I got 2 HP.
Bro, you
and
did.
And she hits you for 2. You revert back as you land on top of your brother, and you all take a moment of, ow, ow, wa-boom. Shannara comes flying through, and you all take an additional 4 points of damage.
Oh, no.
Oh my god.
Shannara, time to lay off the pretzels, if you know what I mean. Rude. Which is funny, because we're like giant, and she's like a human girl.
Tiny.
Correct.
Ow.
Sorry.
Why did you have
that?
To land on me? I was
flying. I didn't
know
I was going to land on you. I just jumped.
Why'd you do that? I was going to
come
back up.
Because you disappeared and Aiden was like, you should go jump. And so we did.
At the periphery of your loud arguments, you hear very faintly, creatures flying off into the corners of the cavern.
And none of us have dark vision, so Raelic was the only one who saw the temple.
There is a flickering torchlight of red and purple path towards the temple.
Does Cadmus have dark vision?
I don't know. Does Cadmus have dark vision, as you're familiar?
Do I have that option?
I don't think that.
Do you have the stats of a pseudo dragon up?
Pseudo dragons, I don't think, have dark vision. Let me double check.
Oh, they do! Ho ho ho! My
pet pseudo dragon, Cassiopeia, did have dark vision.
So you all can see very dimly. It is a very dim chamber, and Cadmus looks around and says, well, this place isn't much.
Is that it?
What do you mean, is that it? What did you want me to tell you?
Is there anything? Any details? Anything we can't see?
It's dirty. I have been through a lot today, all right? I almost watched you die. I almost watched everybody else die. In fact, I did watch some people die. You'd better invest in a good therapist for me.
I am your therapist.
Oh, God.
All right, so the way that I see it, we can't go back, so we go forward. Anyone object to going up to the temple and seeing who's in it? We can stealth. I'm really good at stealth.
I say we go to the temple.
But I'm also not good at stealth.
Well, that's all right then. I'll just stealth for the both of us.
Me neither. I mean, me neither.
I didn't have the chance to train my dolt of a brother in how to be stealthy, but I'm all right.
Everybody roll a group stealth check for me as you make your way along the path, through the pillars. Are we going the obvious route? Are we sneaking our way up to a temple?
I kind of want to sneak up and see if I can see any religious symbols before I go inside.
Sure.
I rolled a 19 plus 3 is 22 for my stealth check.
19.
Right. Actually, wait, 17. 19 plus 5, 26. 24.
All very high rolls. You are all distinctly aware of other presences in this cavern. Nothing large seems to be paying attention to at the moment. As you all weave your way through the shadows cast by the red and purple ever-burning torches and make your way nearer the temple. Now, as you approach the temple with its columns and slate roofing, you see within a large purple flame in a basin at the very end, and some sort of carved wall and picture in the floor from a particularly elevated position looking down, crawling over mounds, making your way towards it, but nothing from this distance. Roll a perception check if you are looking for religious symbols.
I will go with advantage.
Okay.
I'm just sort of
that would be a nat 20
but...
plus. I don't know if I know anything about religion, so 22.
Can I look?
She already rolled with advantage for perception. So there isn't religious iconography on the temple front or the pillars. It is intricate and detailed, and scenes of these creatures of various creations. Shannara, you might be the most familiar with what a tiefling is. But many tieflings featured prominently, some in positions of importance, some as slaves, but all manner of abyssal creatures, and even a few individuals like yourselves, spread carved throughout this temple. And above it, because of your high roll, engraved almost in a shop sign way at the top of the temple, there is carved into the iconography, ruining the pictures and artwork displayed before you, and three letters. And those letters are H-O-F.
So this was clearly carved out and finished. With my roll, does it look like it was carved recently? For example, is there dust on the ground beneath it?
If you guys have not approached the temple at this point, you're going to need to get closer.
We go closer.
Okay. You all make your way towards the temple. You will have to break stealth and walk up the steps of the temple. There's no way to get up to the temple.
Can we look around to see if anybody, anything watching, anything noticing?
Sure, I'll give you advantage.
Roll a perception check.
Also, David, does my amulet protect anyone else in my party, or does it only protect me?
It protects you and, like, around 5 feet of you.
Cool. So, just know that if anyone is trying to scry or divine my presence, they don't know that I'm there. And depending on how close my friends are, they would also not know.
Basically, they could scry on your friends, and the scrying would appear as a little ball. If you happened to walk right up to the ball, it would dispel the ball. Essentially.
Wait, so if somebody was to be scrying on us, we would see a ball appear in front of us and I could, like, swap at it?
It's invisible, so you'd have to cast something to see invisibility.
Okay.
Or, yeah. So you're probably not going to be aware of it,
That's fine.
For the purposes of it, they could most likely, if somebody tried to scry on Shannara or Raylik, they'd probably be able to see them, but they wouldn't be able to scry on you.
Right.
What was your perception check?
15.
Okay. A couple small flying creatures skittering off into the darkness, but nothing seems of threat at the moment.
Start going up then.
Yep.
Okay. You break cover and begin walking up the stone staircase. As you make your way up these steps, there's about 20 of them. Majestic, majestic staircase. And the HOF, very crude by comparison, and as you hit the threshold of the temple, yes, there is slate and dust at the bottom of this where something got up to the third story ledge and scratched into the rock, HOF. Before you, though, in the open floor of this temple, there are two things that are very fascinating. At the far end of the room, there is a golden bowl on top of a filler from which this purple fire is emanating, flickering. These purple dust motes are floating around the fire. And in the center of the room, in the midst of this glorious, glorious picture painted into the floor itself, if the Sistine Chapel were brought down onto the ground, very similar in type, there is a sheet of glass dividing this perfectly circular painting on the floor. And it just rises up 2 feet off the ground. It's this weird reddish gold. No, it's purple. No, it's green. A changing sheet of glass. And as the light filters through it, you see something being cast through the glass. Some sort of shape, but it's distorted. It's not right from this perspective. On to the right and left as you step into the temple, there is a staircase going up. And then second floor on the opposite side, there's another staircase going up to the third story.
Staircases on both sides?
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna take this... Okay. Is it light enough inside that I should light my own torch, or is it fine?
It is certainly easy enough to see. It's definitely the moody mode of the video game, but it's definitely easy enough to see.
Okay.
Video game?
It's just like playing a video game on moody setting, moody lighting.
Gotcha.
I would like to do a perception check to see if there's any traps on the floor to be aware of, and then I would like to go in after I determine that there are no traps. But first...
That will be an investigation check, which should be better for you.
It is not better, but that's okay. 10.
10. Seems fine.
Great. Well, I would like to stealth over to the glass.
You stealth on over. And roll a stealth check.
7.
Great. You make a little noise. The chamber itself is echoey, so it's a little harder to be stealthy in here. But you make your way across and step onto the painting, and it's even better. The closer you get, the more artistic it is. But these images that are casting through the glass, they look like they're mirroring each other. They look like one on one side is the same on the other, and there's 8 distinct images on either side, but they're distorted in this perspective.
So I'm on the side that's not distorted, but I can see that through the glass, they're distorted.
Oh, you look through the glass.
Yes, I do.
The images on the opposite side of the glass become clear.
But if I stand up and look over the glass to the other side, they're distorted.
Correct.
How bizarre.
Would you like to take a moment and discern what those are?
I would love to do that.
Fantastic. What are Shannara and Raylik doing while Rayanne is investigating the glass?
Follow my sister in.
Okay, you head on over to the glass.
I look around. Yeah, I'm not staring into the glass, but I'm looking around, seeing if there's anything else in the room worth...
Roll a perception check.
Noticing. Ooh, nat 20.
Nat
23.
On the wall behind the open bowl of purple flame, there is a scroll hanging up, set against the wall with rope.
I will walk over to it.
Fantastic. Shannara?
I want to investigate the fire, because you said it's purple.
Mm-hmm. There are purple spores hanging at the edges.
Okay. I don't want to touch it or anything. I just kind of want to, like... Is there any similarity to, like, my purple?
Roll an investigation check.
As she goes over there, I'm just going to look up and say, Shannara, be careful! Don't breathe in those spores unless they knock you out like they did with Raylik.
That wasn't a fun time.
No, it wasn't.
Don't do that.
You said investigation?
Correct.
21.
Nice.
Okay. Certainly, I mean, it's purple, but it is certainly not... You're not feeling any connection with your magic. You are definitely recognizing from the description that Raylik and Rayanne gave you, the spores are very similar to a certain mushroom ingested recently. But as long as you don't get too close, you don't inhale.
Mm-hmm.
Rayanne, let's jump back to you. You see 8 images. A black diadem. A blue sphere, a gold sword, an emerald gem, a white ring, a red cloak, a violet scepter, and very faintly, the outline of a book? Raylik, what languages do you know?
Common, Draconic, and Druid. What was the emerald thing?
Just a gem.
Gem.
Just to run through the list, we have a black diadem, blue sphere, gold sword, emerald gem, white ring, red cloak, violet scepter, an outline of a book, the hair is yellow as corn. Yeah.
The slipper is pure as gold.
Uh-huh. That is exactly correct. You killed it.
Common, Draconic, and Druidic. No.
You do not understand the language on the parchment.
Do I recognize it?
Roll an history check. Roll a history check for me. My well-read fellow.
17. Better than I thought.
I mean, yeah. It looks to be some sort of dietic.
Dietic? Language.
Dietic? Godly language?
Gotcha. Shannara. Yes, Shannara, what can I do for you? How are you doing? Can I have 2 questions? Yes, go for it.
Can I go over and look at the scroll and cast Comprehend Languages?
Yes, you can. Before you do that, really quick, what languages do you know?
I know Common, Abyssal, and Elvish.
Okay, so you do not recognize it until... How long does it take to cast Comprehend Languages?
That is an excellent question that I will ask Google, because I don't have
Well, you can
down.
Do it. I believe you have 2 options. You can do it as a ritual for 10 minutes and not cost a spell slot, or you can do it as an action and burn a spell slot. What would you prefer?
Can we do 10 minutes so I don't have to cost a slot?
Very cool. You cast it as a ritual. It'll take 10 minutes. You guys watch as... What was your arcane focus?
Like, what was the item or whatever?
Yes, what's the focus of your power?
It's my little hand thingy.
So you have to sit and ponder that for 10 minutes. And occasionally you watch as she moves it. She's sitting and it's almost as if she's moving involuntarily and dragging it across the floor where she set it. And every time she moves it, this purple thread follows behind it and then vanishes. Almost like she's drawing a maze in her mind with the focus. 10 minutes later, you look up and the script has deciphered itself. I will read very slowly. Two diadems of silver and black. Two spheres of crystalline blue. Two swords of polished gold. Two gems of emerald hue. Two rings of perfect diamond. Two cloaks of gentle red. Two scepters of infinite violet. Two tomes with invisible thread.